Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News.
A Howard County teacher is resigning, saying mold in school buildings has made her sick. Glenwood Middle School teacher Lindsay Jensen said several years ago she was diagnosed with sick building syndrome, but rather than transferring her, she was told to continue working or take leave for the rest of the year. Jensen said the mold caused heart palpitations, dizziness, shortness of breath, and other health issues. In 2012, the school system said it completed mold remediation, but Jensen doesn't think that's true
and says the school system is not looking out for the best interests of staff and students.
Three people suffered minor injuries yesterday afternoon when a fire truck and a car crashed in northwest Baltimore. The engine was on the way to a fire at Reisterstown and Klassen Roads when the accident happened. The two injured civilians and a firefighter were taken to a hospital for treatment. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Howard County Police are investigating five cases of vehicle vandalism in Columbia. In two of the cases, the name Trump was spray-painted on the vehicles. One of the victims tells WBFF-TV that he believes the president's name was spray-painted on his truck because he's Latino. The man says he is in the country legally and thinks he was targeted because he, quote, looks the part. Police say all of the cases appear to be connected. Well, the president's choice to be Labor Secretary has withdrawn his nomination, correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Andrew Puzder had the strong backing of top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell.
I think he's uniquely qualified for this job.
But other Republicans had their doubts after hearing Puzder employed someone who was in the U.S. illegally and only paid the necessary taxes after being nominated. Couple that with the unanimous opposition of Democrats led by Charles Schumer because of Puzder's record of outsourcing jobs and other issues.
This is a man who has such disdain for workers.
Leaving Puzder without a path to winning enough votes to be confirmed. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A change in classification of a deadly opioid by China could affect drug use in the U.S., correspondent Sandy Kozel with that story.
China is adding the deadly elephant tranquilizer carfentanil and three related synthetic opioids to its list of controlled substances effective March 1st. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration calls the move a potential game changer, likely to reduce the supply of key chemicals driving a surge of overdoses and deaths among unsuspecting drug users in North America. After China controlled 116 synthetic drugs in October 2015, seizures in the U.S. of compounds on that list plunged. I'm Sandy Kozel.
And instead of a snow day, it's a resist day for two schools. Lamb Public Charter Schools in Northeast and Northwest D.C. are closed today because most of the staff will be attending protests against the president's immigration policies. The schools are bilingual and most of the employees are immigrants. An assistant principal tells ABC7 there weren't enough teachers available, so the decision was made to close the schools for the day. I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. The voice of the community.